Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Does hiring Ben Johnson make the Bears a playoff team in 2025? What is Ben's number one priority?
I think it makes the Bears, if not a playoff team, a playoff contender. It's the NFL. You don't have to wait very long to put yourself back in position to make a run at the postseason. And I think this hire signals that. If we believed going into the season the Bears had a roster that should deliver more wins than losses, we are agreeing that the biggest problem was coaching and late game decision making and the handling of the roster and the lack of accountability. Ben Johnson's number one priority is establishing his relationship with Caleb Williams and getting on the same page with the prize quarterback that you still think has potential to be a great one. His second order of business should be rebuilding the offensive line. He's known for his running game schemes. He's known for his pass protection emphasis. You look at Detroit, they're a play-action passing team. They know how to protect the quarterback. It's more than just Penei Sewell. It's the way that he protects the quarterback with schemes and with movement and all the things with motion. So this is a good sign. Rebuilding the offensive line is second to establishing a relationship with Caleb Williams. And then third, maybe third most important, but I think it's overall, you'll see it in everything he does, setting a standard where accountability is more than a buzzword. It's a way of doing business at Halas Hall.
Hopefully this is a new way of doing business up at Halas Hall. Ben Johnson is the new head coach. Definitely a step in the right direction. Obviously, I'm a guy who's predicting the Bears to win double-digit games all the time. His knowledge of the North, Mully, you mentioned it earlier. That is a big, big plus. Here's my only concern. Last draft, the Bears obviously picked Caleb Williams. 8 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10 NFL draft experts said take Caleb Williams. There was one or two every once in a while that said maybe you should think about Jaden Daniels. Everybody is assuming that Ben Johnson is the slam dunk, home run, game-winning field goal from 50-plus hire as the head coach. Now, some would say that right now Jaden Daniels is better than Caleb Williams, sure looks like it, and maybe is the best quarterback in the NFC North, and where would he rank in the NFC? So hopefully the Bears didn't make a mistake here and went with what everybody thought was the best guy out there. Hopefully this is not the same comp. That's what I'm a little bit nervous about. But, yes, it looks like a step in the right direction. But as much as we beat up the Bears about the process, now maybe did it happen too quick?
Wow. Yeah. That just stops all momentum of the question. The Bears should view themselves as a playoff team in 2025. That should be their goal. They should try to get there. I think that this guy has the possibility of getting them to a top 10, top 5 offense. I don't know how quickly that happens, and I don't know if that happens without investing a lot into the offensive line, and I think that should be the priority. I think it's important for the Bears to find a couple of starters immediately, maybe draft one. They just need help. So invest some of that money. You got $75 million, just under $75 million. 74.8, whatever it is. Invest some of that in the offensive line. You're going to need your Penei Sewell. I don't know how you're going to get that. That's going to take a kind of a genius draft move. It seems like there are two very highly thought of left tackles that are in this draft. They're going to go pretty high, probably before the Bears pick at 10. It wouldn't bother me if the Bears decided to take the best offensive lineman available when they choose. So maybe that's overdrafting someone. It wouldn't bother me if they got a guy who's rock solid 10-year player that they need to do that. They need to keep doing it in the second round as well. So I would invest draft capital into getting the offensive line right. I think that's going to be the key to doing the things he wants to do. I also wonder, and I know we got a break, and maybe we talk about this later, if Caleb Williams said so many nice things about Keenan Allen, how do you think Ben Johnson feels about him?
I think that's a good thing to look at when we come back, because that is one guy you wonder now, does he look at the Bears a little differently?
It's a great question. 312-644-6767. We're going to get to your phone calls. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Who's the best player you ever played with?
Probably Keenan.
That's a classic. That is Caleb Williams. It's Mully and Haw on the Score. That's Caleb talking about the best receiver that he played with. And he said in college it was Jordan Addison, and mm-hmm. that in the NFL it was probably Keenan Allen. And everybody was like, what about DJ Moore?
Well, it's a fair question.
Yeah, it's a fair question. But, yeah. I mean, what about Keenan Allen? Is he done in Chicago? He is obviously out of contract, and I think we kind of assumed that given the fact that DJ's making money and that they drafted a top 10 pick last year, it's hard to, you know, they need more receivers, but does anything change now that you got a passing game coming
out? Well, Keenan Allen will be 33 in April.
Yeah.
He's coming off a season that was disappointing by his standards, 70 catches in 15 games. And there were some drops that come to mind that were, you know, unlike Keenan Allen, at least what he did with the Chargers for all those years. My sense would be that the Bears won't need or want Keenan Allen as much as Keenan Allen may want or need the Bears. And I say that because of the Ben Johnson effect.
Right.
There will be wide receivers who want to play in this offense because of the way that we have seen Ben Johnson's offense scheme guys open. That's something that was missing with the last several years. So my sense would be that Keenan Allen said he wants to play with either the Bears or an LA team. Now this puts the Bears even probably more in the forefront of his mind. The problem will be, or the question will be,
scratch.
At what price?
Yeah,
he's not a $15 million a year receiver, not at 33, I don't believe. And if
he was making 20-something, right?
He was making 23 this year.
Wow.
I would say less than half of that, depending on what kind of cap space you have, depending on how much you value his contributions. Do you factor in the Caleb Williams factor? Do you consider his comments that he's the best player he's played with and he would feel comfortable with having Keenan Allen as a safety net?
I don't know. I feel like the price of paying poker's gone up. You know, they went out and they spent a lot of money on a coach and presumably on his staff, if indeed it's star-studded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know there's no salary cap on that, and the salary cap is a reality. But, you know, do they need an offensive line more than a third receiver? Yes.
Yes.
To answer the question.
Yes.
Okay.
You should prioritize the offensive line. Then I think you'll be amazed at how open your receivers become when you have a quarterback that has time in the pocket.
So, you know, go get the kid from Kansas City, get the best offensive lineman on the market, and then draft some and, you know, sign some serviceable
guys
too.
Both, all of the above, more please.
Yes, there you go. I'm with you. All right. 312-644-6767. We've got our guy Brad Biggs. He will be with us next. And we can talk to him about this hire and what it means moving forward. Mully and Haw on the Score.